Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah Parsha's Pekudei, that is Perek Lamedtes, Pasuk Beis. And when Parsha's Vayakha Pekudei are together, it's a double Parsha. This is actually the fifth Aliyah of Vayakha Pekudei. And we're in the middle of learning about Bezalel and his team making everything necessary for the Mishkan, and we're going to be learning about the Big Day Kahuna in this Aliyah. The Pasuk tells us, Vayas the Ephite, and he made the Ephite, Zahav Tchilas Vargamim Vatel Hashan Vishesh Mashazar, out of gold, blue, purple and scarlet wool and twisted linen. And they beat out very thinly the sheets of gold, and they cut thin strands to weave inside the tchelos and inside the argaman, the work of an artist. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. This is similar to the word l'raika, to flattens the earth, and they beat out. They would beat plates of gold, tasin dakin, very thin plates, over here the Pasuk's teaching us how exactly they would spin gold into the threads. Meradin tasin dakin, they would beat out plates of gold very thinly, the kaitzin mehem psilim la'erchatas, and then they would cut strands across the length of this plate, lasis osim psilim tarevisim kolmin v'min, to put those strands and mix them in, weave them in with a variety of different colors that they were making. V'chayshen v'eifad, in the chayshen v'eifad, shenar behen zav, it says gold about them. Chut echad shal zahav, im shisha chutin shal tcheles, there was one thread of gold along with six threads of tcheles, v'chinim kol min v'min, also with every single type, shekol aminim chutan kafal shisha, every single type, every variety had six strands, v'hazav chut shvim kol echad v'echad, and the gold was the seventh strand, which means we had three colors of wool, let's say, purple, blue, and scarlet, and we had six strands of each of those colors, and the seventh strand was gold. That was a very thin strand of gold that was woven into these strands of colored material. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, Ksefas Asu L'Chayvreis, they made shoulder straps attached to it, Al Shnei Ketzaisav Chubar, attached at its two ends, V'cheshev Afudas Asher Olav, and the cheshev that beautifies it was on it, Mimenuhu, that was made from it, Kimaseu, like its work, Zav Tcheles V'Argometel Hashani V'Sheish Mashazar, all these different materials, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe, V'yasu Es Avnei Hashayim, and they made the Avnei Hashayim, Musabois Mishpetzais Zahav, surrounded by golden settings, Mifutachas engraved like the engraving of a signet ring, al shmais bnei Yisrael, with the names of bnei Yisrael, vayasam oisam al kisvei ha'efod, and he placed them on the shoulder straps of the ephod, avnei zikaron l'bnei Yisrael, these are remembrance stones for the bnei Yisrael, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe, vayasas ha'choshen, maasei choshev, kemaasei ephod, and he made the choshen, the work of an artist, just like the work of the ephod, zahav tcheles v'argon metel ha'shanu sheish mashzar, revua haya, it was square, kafel ases ha'choshen, they made the choshen folded over, zeres arkar, Zeres Rachboy, Kaful, it was a Zeres long, a Zeres wide, folded over. Vaimalu by Arba Turi Evan, and they filled it with four rows of stone. Tur, a row of Oiden Pito Varekas Ator Echad, that was the first row. Vatur Shani in the second row had Neifech Sapir Vyalim. Vatur Shlishi in the third row had stones named Leshem Shavoy Vachlama. Vatur Ravi and the fourth row had stones named Tarshish Shaiham Vyashbe. Musabis Mishbetsai Sav Vimilua Isam, they were encircled with golden settings in their fillings. Vavanim al Shmais Bnei Israel Haina, and the stones were according to the names of Bnei Israel. Shtem Israel Shmaisam, 12 according to their names. Pituche Chaisam Ishal Shmai, like the engraving of a signet, each man by his name. For all the 12 Shvatim. And they made for the Choshen chains at its edge, which were braided, Zahav Tar, out of pure gold. And they made two golden settings, and two golden rings. And they put the two rings on the two ends of the Choshen. And they put the two golden braided chains on the two rings at the ends of the Choshen. And the two ends of the two chains, nosnu al shtei hamishpatzais, they put on the two settings, vayitnu mal kisvei so ephod el mul panav, and they put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod towards its face, vayasu shtei tabay zahav, and they made two golden rings, vayasimu al shtei ketzais ha'choshen, and placed them at the two edges of the choshen, al sfase asher al evro ephod baisa, on its edge that faces the ephod inwards, vayasu shtei tabay zahav, and they made two golden rings, vayitnu mal shtei kisvei so ephod milamata mimul panav, and put them on the two shoulder straps at the bottom towards its face, Lumas Machbartai right by its seam, Mima'al Cheshev Ephod, above the Cheshev of the Ephod, Virkasu as a Choshen, and they tied the Choshen, Mitab Isav, from its rings, El Tabay Sa Ephod, to the rings of the Ephod, Bifsil Tcheles, with a string of Tcheles, Liyos Al Cheshev Ephod, so it should be on the Cheshev of the Ephod, Veloyizach Choshen, Me'al Ephod, so the Choshen should not be detached from the Ephod, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. So in this aliyah, we learned about some of the Big Day Kahuna, how they were made by Bezalel and his team. With this, we conclude the second aliyah in Parshas Pekudei and the fifth aliyah in Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, if it's a double parsha. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.